Hello.
Hi, my name is Shalette. I'm calling from Local Splash. Am I speaking with Sergio?
Yes, this is him.
Okay, great. So we're just following up. You had said you wanted to start running Google Ads. I know an agent.
Yeah, a little more information on that. Now the website's pretty much running.
Okay. So, and have you ever run Google Ads in the past before?
I ran it, not in a minute. I ran it a while back with the other SEO company I had, but like I had told,
okay.
I spoke to them. They, I really didn't have no communication with them, so I didn't see if I was getting hits or what. And so I did like 2 months, and then I stopped it.
I see. Gotcha. Okay. Well, if we run Google Ads for you, there will be reporting in your dashboard, as well as we're already using a call tracking and a website. So you'll have different ways of several ways of being able to track things. So for our running ads with our company, for every dollar you spend, 75% is going to go to Google, 25% for us to manage that. And
okay.
Having said that, the minimum for us to start an account is $300. Now, most businesses, the minimum to last a whole month is $400. And then, of course, there's businesses that spend a lot more than that. But we can, so we can start at $300 or $400, depending on what you'd like to do here.
Yeah. And then how does that work? Is that for the whole month, right? Like, say I go with the $400. That'll be for the month.
Okay, so the way it works is this. When the amount that you pay, we set up your account, and they're going to set a minimum. Like they usually can start by saying to Google, we want to spend $10 a day, right? And by that amount, $400 will last a whole month. But whenever the budget's actually used up, then it's used up till the next month. Now, that's why we set a limit to try to let them, you know, stretch it out. However, there are some companies that their clicks are going to cost more, and then it's going to be advised that they really need more than $10 a day, and so they might have to bump it up to 15 or 20 a day. And if so, then that $400 is going to use up quicker. But I don't think that your industry, there's no set price, so we won't know until they start running how much your clicks are really averaging, but yours don't, carpet cleaning, I don't perceive as the high end, like remodeling, you know. Most businesses are paying $5 to $15 a click. Some businesses are paying $15 to $25 a click. But I think that you would be in the average range. And so the easiest way is we get started and then, you know, if it runs at the lower end, then it will last a month. If you want more, then it can be bumped up to how much it spends a day, or we may have to do it if it's advised. So, I can monitor it with you if you like.
Sure, and that sounds good. And if say it does start heating up good, I could always go up there and kind of pretty much spend more so I could get, of course, attract more clients.
Absolutely. Yeah. If most businesses can benefit from more than that. That's like the very minimum to set,
I definitely want to try either the three or the 400, try that. And if that works good, I'll see for the following month. Maybe I could double it. And then like that, I get more traffic coming in.
Okay, good. Well, the main thing is, you know, consistency and finding that right budget. And so I would suggest if we're going to start, if you can start at 400, that's a good place to start.
Let's start at 400.
Okay. And let me just look at a couple things.
Okay. And do I pay that separately, or does that go included with y'all's bill?
Okay. So what's going to happen is if you want to start it today, or, you know, to get started, you would bill up front today, but we're going to want to synchronize it to your monthly bills. So obviously you have a new bill. If you started today, you obviously have a new bill coming up on the 9th and you wouldn't want to bill again then, but most likely. And some businesses do, but the following month we would definitely sync it all together, one billing a month.
Okay.
With the exception to that is when your ads are added to your monthly, yeah, then it's synchronized. But any time in between, if you just like today, if you want to add more, yeah, or boost it in any way, you can do that anytime.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so let me just get started. So I'm looking at the keywords that you probably already went over when you got started. And it's a number of things. Carpet clean. I'm going to read these, and you stop me if there's anything that shouldn't be here, okay?
Sure.
Carpet cleaning services, carpet steam cleaning, tile cleaning, grout color sealing, upholstery cleaning, mattress cleaning, rug cleaning, pet urine, odor removal, pet urine and odor removal, hardware floor cleaning, hardwood floor cleaning, hardwood floor sealing, pressure washing, strip and waxing, carpet repair, carpet restretching, commercial carpet cleaning, travertine restoration, commercial pressure washing, water extractions, carpet restoration, air duct cleaning, vehicle upholstery cleaning.
We could, yeah, the only one we could take off the air duct.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not consistent with everything else. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and a lot of stuff that you could probably put together, we could put it together, like the wood floor cleaning, or now we could leave it like that, wood floor cleaning and finishing, that usually could go together, but it really don't matter. They'll understand what it is.
Okay, let me look at that.
The same thing with the carpet cleaning and steam cleaning is pretty much the same thing.
Right, but when it comes to pay-per-click keywords, we will put it with Google. Yeah, we'll list it as many different ways that we can because there will be different things. That the pay-per-click ads are more precise than your basic Google listing. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
So we won't use the air duct cleaning.
Yeah, I'll remove that.
Okay. And let me check one other thing. Okay, so we see that you're open 6 days a week. Do you want these to run 6 or 7 days a week?
Just the 6 is fine.
Okay.
However you think works best, or whatever y'all usually do. Sundays, I'm still, like, I run campaigns as well, and I do the Yelp, so usually I'm still answering people on the phone, I answer the phone or I text. We just usually don't go out there and do a service till Monday.
Got it.
This is an emergency. Oh, you can put Sundays, we do emergencies only.
Well, with the ad itself, it's just either going to run on that day. If you're answering the phone, then it's fine to run it.
Okay, just leave it.
That's the main thing.
Exactly.
I don't want to run it on days when you're not answering. Okay. Okay, so one moment. Let me check your billing.
Okay.
Now, what will happen is once we bill, our team will set it up. So it will be a few days before it's set up for the first time. But after that, anytime that money's added, it can go on in real time. Okay. All right, Sergio, with your permission, I'm going to bill $400 today for ads to the card that's already on file.
Sure, that's fine.
Okay. Okay, and we are adding this to your monthly billing, but we will skip February 9th, of course, and it'll run together on March 9th. But we can talk anytime you like if you want to make changes.
I definitely want to try this, and if it works better than the results I saw the first time when I first used it, then I'm trying to bring another technician, so I'll probably double it. I thought if it worked good, I wonder if it worked better, so we'll go from there. And I know the website, they're still working, bring it to the first page, so I know that's going to help as well.
Yes, that part's still in process, but the Google Ads can get started more immediate. And my name's Shalette, and if you have any questions along the way about your ads, you can ask for me, okay?
Okay. And then another question I have before I leave you. On the Google Ads, what does that actually do, like to advertise your business? Is it just the business?
Okay. So they're creating an ad, and it'll be a dynamic ad, meaning one ad will have so many possibilities. It can look, depending on what keyword people type in, the words to the ad will change a little bit to accommodate that keyword. And then it'll say sponsored. When it shows, it'll say sponsored in front of it. And when somebody clicks on it, they'll land directly on your website.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay. We'll get it started. And if you have any questions, give a call back. You can ask for me as well.
Okay. Thank you, Mom. Appreciate your help.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.